A bird that was extirpated from Missouri is once again living among shortleaf pines in the Mark Twain National Forest. The brown-headed nuthatch is a resident or non-migratory bird, according to state ornithologist Sarah Kendrick with the Missouri Department of Conservation. They excavate cavities in dead trees to nest in each year. Kendrick says they're a pine woodland obligate, which means they need pine trees with open spacing between them to survive. And they have a distinct call.
They say squeaka squeaka. They sound like a rubber ducky, and no one believes me until they look it up and listen to it. They say it does sound like that.
According to Kendrick, maintaining the brown-headed nuthatch's habitat requires prescribed burns and tree thinning.
They used to occur in the state. We have records of them in the state from the early 1900s.
Missouri once had more than 6 million acres of shortleaf pine and oak woodland in the Ozarks region until logging depleted it.
And so the birds disappeared. We're not sure exactly when, but we guess in the early 1900s, sometimes after those last swaths of shortleaf pine were removed from the state due to overlogging.
MDC and partners have been discussing trying to bring back the brown-headed nuthatch for around a decade. Kendrick says the Collaborative Forest Landscape Restoration Project, a U.S. Forest Service program, awards grants for targeted forest landscape restoration, and money from that program was used for several years for the Oak Pine Woodland Restoration Project. That's in the Mark Twain National Forest in the Missouri Ozarks between Van Buren and Winona.
It's been over 10 years in the making of just this intensive management of tree removal and prescribed fire on these compartments with pine.
After much discussion among experts, it was decided to move the birds from the Ouachita National Forest in Arkansas to the restored oak pine woodland in the Mark Twain National Forest in Missouri. 35 brown-headed nuthatches were released in August.
We just felt the time was right. We looked for, you know, red flags or concerns from partners all along the way, and people are very, very excited about this project across a broad audience of different partners.
The goal is to release a total of 50 of the birds this year and another 50 in September 2021. Kendrick says this is one piece of ecosystem restoration in Missouri.
The birds occurred here. Their official status is extirpated in the state. And so we just feel it rounds out the restoration of this habitat and this ecosystem, and just adds one of those pieces back that were kind of removed by actions that we took by removing most of that shortleaf pine and woodland down in the Ozarks.
Radio transmitters were placed on half of the birds to monitor them for the first few weeks after release, and the birds have been banded and will be monitored monthly for the first year. Biologists will also watch for nest success in the spring. Kendrick hopes when the restoration is over, the public will take time to enjoy the restored oak pine woodland and try to catch a glimpse of the brown-headed nuthatch that once again calls Missouri home. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.
I'm gonna sing like a bird.